David, your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here in Dungannon?
Delighted with the win. It was hard fought, as we knew it would be. And again, on a smaller, bobblier sort of pitch. So again, we're taking games off. That's what we're doing at the minute, and that's the most important thing at the minute. It looks as if we come out of the game with hopefully no injuries. So we'll refresh, get going again. And again, as I've been saying, and I said last week about, you know, our players deserve an immense credit. You know, it's another clean sheet. You know, 3 points along the way to get us to where we want to get to. So that's the positives today.
A good start, but you must have been waiting for that second goal just for a peace of mind, wasn't you?
Yeah, again, you know, it was a fantastic goal on the counter-attack, which we scored. It was well worked and well finished off. And again, you know, we probably gave up. I think Roy made two or three maybe half decent saves, but we didn't work them enough. And again, let's, you know, everybody will be saying about Linfield, the performance, whatever else, don't forget we're playing against the Dungannon team, scrapping and fighting for every point that they get. They've got a new manager, they've a young, fresh, hungry team who want to impress. So you know, it's not going to be just turn up and switch the lights on and go and get the 3 points. We had to work for it today, and I think the players certainly had to work for it today.
The second goal by Shane was a great strike, you know, just to put the icing on the cake for the day, wasn't it?
It was. It would have been nice if we had scored 10 or 15 or 20 minutes earlier. But again, it was a good goal on the break. It looked as if it was going to sort of finish 1-0 like it did last week. But I thought the two subs today when they come on, I thought Andy gave us a little bit of a spark when he came on, and Christy gave us a little bit of a spark when he came on. So it's important when we make substitutions of the level that we're making, that you have equally effective, experienced players like Andy Waterworth, somebody new who probably hasn't played as much as we had hoped, and Christy. But say another clean sheet, 3 points, and we're back down the road.
It's almost like a split starts now, isn't it? Because Coleraine Wednesday, Larne next week, you know, we have Ballymena Glenavon thereafter. So from here on in, it's 9 cup finals, really, isn't it?
Yeah, they're tough games, and we know if we go and win 8 or 9 of those, we have a chance that we're going to be champions. So it's in our hands. Everybody else is saying it from outside of Linfield. It's over to Linfield, it's down to Linfield, and it's Linfield's to lose. So we'll grasp that. We've been there before. We will need to probably be a little bit better than what we were today, but we know that, and the level of opposition that you mentioned there going forward, certainly on Wednesday against Coleraine. So we'll expect a good game on a good pitch against a good team, and we look forward to it.
Well done today, David, and certainly all the best for a huge top of the table game on Wednesday night.
Cheers, Andy.